Hello, and thank you for downloading this podcast for iScience magazine. I'm Andy Roast, and I'm standing on the Euston Road, waiting outside the Wellcome Collection. I'm here to visit their new exhibition entitled Death, a Self-Portrait, in order to learn a little bit more about the final destination that awaits us all. This exhibition showcases around 300 works, which have been assembled by Richard Harris. The website promoting the exhibition promises it to be, by turns, macabre and moving, and that it opens a window upon our enduring desire to make peace with death. I'm really interested in seeing how our cultural perception of death has changed over the centuries, and how different countries deal with death. So let's go inside and have a look. Sometimes it is easy to forget that we will all meet death, and the first room of the exhibition aims to confront that belief. In this room, there's a photograph that's reminiscent of Renaissance still lives. A cross, a cracked jug, a bottle of potion, and ashes scatter the photograph. Does the bottle contain poison or does it contain medicine? Sitting on top of this still life of the cross, the jug, and the bottle is a skull, reminding us that behind modern medicine, death is often masked and not spoken about. There's another fascinating room that explores how medicine first began to understand how life works by exploring the bodies of the dead. Dissections have been used to teach and to learn for centuries, and this room showcases those. There's a particularly disturbing photo of a group of 19th century anatomists. They're standing in a line and holding the skull of a flayed corpse and staring at the camera with blank expressions. The photo's entitled, When Will We Meet Again? And I assume this was a humorous photo. However, I do wonder what the person would have said if they had known their body would be used for a mere joke. There's a fantastic drawing of a surgeon. One hand of this surgeon is around a beautiful woman and the other is pushing death down to the floor. This death clings with skeleton hands onto the woman, and the surgeon is pushing death away. This is symbolic of the medical sciences, as they both have to care for their patient and prevent death. I'm here with Visitor Services Assistant Guillaume, and I'm just going to ask him, what's your favourite area of the exhibition? Have you got particular interesting objects that you like?
Well, I think one of the best things about the Death exhibition is it has an incredible survey of historic and contemporary art. For me, I think one of the best parts when you first enter the exhibition are some of the photographs. We have an amazing photograph by Rob Mapplethorpe, which is in the exhibition. We also have a work of art by Irving Penn and a watercolour by Ricky Swallow, who's a contemporary artist. Throughout the exhibition, I think that's one of the themes that you'll really see, how so many different contemporary artists respond to death. And how some of these different artists and these works of art are juxtaposed with some more historical examples. And I think it's full of a wide range of treasures and something which is surprising and unexpected.
Great, thank you very much. I think as well it's interesting the way different cultural depictions of death are juxtaposed next to each other. So you get something from Peru right next to something from Nepal, right next to something from 15th century Europe. So I think that's really interesting as well.
Yes, I mean, I think with the exhibition, like towards the end of the exhibition, you really see just how global the theme of death is. As you were saying, you know, with the Tibetan, you have the Mongolian and Nepalese like ceremonial cups and different sculptures and photographs by Linda Connor, American photographer. So you really get a sense of that this is not just something local or regional, but something that's global.
The exhibition moves round to commemoration. How do different cultures celebrate those that have died? In the corner, there are photos by Dana Salvo of the Mexican Day of the Dead. These photos are an interesting fusion of long-held cultural beliefs and Christianity. You can see crosses and pictures of Jesus alongside paintings of the deceased. And there are more pagan items such as food offerings and marigold wreaths believed to guide the spirits to the altar. What I particularly liked about this exhibition was that there was a basic narrative, first encouraging us to think about death. The exhibition then goes on to commemoration and how every culture celebrates their deceased relatives. To do this, many different objects are displayed next to each other, but it's great to see the way different cultures use these images differently. So it can either be in a humorous cartoon or in a sculpture, or in the colourful skulls that decorate Mexico during the Day of the Dead. If you're interested in seeing Death, a Self-Portrait for Yourself, it's on at the Wellcome Collection until the 24th of February 2013.